We've got Jason Cairns on the line. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have no idea what we're going to talk about, do you?
I have no idea what we're going to talk
about.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear your voice.
I did not give you a game plan. Did you stay up for the end of the Packer game? I know you didn't.
I did not. I'll be honest, and I did not, and say that I did not even know the Packers were playing.
It's just so interesting. You played college football. You're a lifelong Wisconsinite, and you could probably care less. You couldn't care less.
Right. I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
No. You know, I get excited when they win. You know, when I hear about it, but I don't stay up and watch games. And we used to host football parties at our house, and then I don't know. It's not my thing anymore.
You don't anymore. All right, well, I hung with it. They won it 24-21. It's a wonderful game. We'll hear more about it. But what I want to talk about is a positive step that I took this. It's confession time, though. Here's the deal. I am one of those people. I respect your early morning routine. Not that I've ever been there for it, except the time we stayed in Houston for a couple of nights for the Crab Conference. But you got the Trinity candle, and you got your journaling, and you're in the Word. And so those are all good things. You got lots of coffee. For me, I think I've had too much of a problem of, like, looking at my phone first thing. I mean, like, I have it now where it charges in the kitchen instead of at my bed. But it's still... And this morning was a breakthrough because I too often I'll look at my phone and then I'll pray some, but then I'll, you know, make breakfast and it's just, I'm like, Jason's more disciplined than me when it comes to journaling. And today I left my phone. I journaled first. Again, that whole balance between journaling and time in the Word can be a challenge, but then.
Right.
Had breakfast, did not get my phone until it was time to leave the house. It feels so good. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that they can be a huge draw for us.
Yeah.
You know, I feel that definitely. One of the good and bad things about Apple phones is that they have this Screen Time app that tells you how many hours you're on your phone every day and how many times you pick it up. And that for me is shocking sometimes.
Yeah, I don't want to see that number. I mean, I think I've got that on my Android too. I don't want to look at, but.
Yeah. We both follow this guy, Dan White.
He's great.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
And he talks about the importance of setting aside time where we are technology free, because it becomes not only so obsessive for us, but it begins to shape how we think.
Yeah.
And I've certainly noticed that within myself. I've noticed it within others. You know, I heard Mike Cosper say at one point that he tries to do an hour free off of technology every day, a day a week, and then a week a year, that where he is completely
Say that again. This is Mike Cosper, who does the Christianity Today podcast on Mars Hill.
Yeah. Right? Right. So he tries to do an hour a day.
An hour a day.
With, a day a week.
A day a week.
And a week per year.
Wow.
Where he does no technology.
That's good.
For me, that's very aspirational. And I think, that sounds great as I pick up my phone and look at Facebook one more time.
I know. That kind of reminds me that people like marriage counselors have talked about the idea, you know, there's kind of a formula like that, or at least an approach in terms of time with your spouse, which is, you know, 15 minutes a day, and then you spend more time and then more time. And so that's good. I think that's, for me, I'm just going to start, you know, Covey had the really popular book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, and we're so much a part of our habits. That's a huge, huge, huge deal. And so today, seriously, it was time to go. I'm like, where's my phone? I'm like, I never have looked at it all morning, and it was 5 o'clock.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's got to be the new side. So that's
you inspire me.
That's not going to be easy though. Like, you want to check, you want to see, like, it's all important. Like, who messaged me, who commented on my posts on Facebook, you know? So.
Right. Yeah, it's almost like that's life-giving. But,
I know.
You know, as believers, we know that that's not where life comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
all right, breakfast tomorrow?
Sounds good.
See, it's always a scary moment here on the Friday, end of the Friday, because I'm like, I'm hopeful that tonight I could go, now I've got to go to Oostburg for the sixth time this year. So, all right.
Yeah, I'm not going to Hoosburg tomorrow.
All right.
We'll see you for breakfast.
See you then. All right.
Today's your last day to leave us a audio letter and qualify for a chance to win that terrific size large Toby Mac Promised Land hoodie. It's fantastic. And this is a listener who left a message for us around 5 yesterday.
Hi, my name is Georgette, and I'm from Siren. I just wanted to say I love your radio station. It's the only Christian station I can get from Spooner all the way to Eau Claire. I listen to it all the time on my way to my doctor's appointments in Rice Lake in Eau Claire. I just wanted to say I found my way back to Christ through a Christian radio station. I went outside to do some yard work, and the only station that would come in on my little radio was a contemporary Christian station, and that's all I listen to now. And I really appreciate your station. I really do. Thank you so much.
Right. The comments have been so sincere,
beautiful.
You guys, and so wonderful.
And we really appreciate you, Georgette. You made our day.
You guys are just letting us know what the Spirit is doing, and we're working together, so it's fantastic. Well, it's the WIB Wake Up Show for a Friday, and we're welcoming your audio letters at 715-396-1670 as we, as Packer fans, are basking in the glow of a Packer win at Arizona last night, but also basking in the glow of your great encouragement. I mean, these audio letters have been amazing the last few days, haven't they?
Yeah, and we'd love more. I mean, this is the last day, again, for a Toby Mac hoodie. Mm-hmm. A chance to win that. We'll randomly draw from everybody who leaves us an audio letter. And little prompt, if you're saying, I don't know what to leave a voicemail about, how about this? Answer this question. What's one thing you love or even just like about WWIB? What's one thing that you love about this station? And leave us a voicemail answering that question at 715-396-1670.
What a great letter. Speaking of the Toby Mac hoodie, I'm going to start off. Susan from New Auburn. This is just great. She says, "Dear family, I am connecting with you. I can tell you what kind of listener I am." Remember, we sent this in
right.
The mailing that went out. She says, "Using only one word, and that one word is T-Mac." And she's got it really big on her letter. And she writes on the envelope, she's got just about every song that we've ever played from Toby Mac. So, great.
I love it. Well, that's a beautiful letter because, of course, we mm-hmm. all love T-Mac. And she's entered into the drawing, right? Is she?
We got to give her a special entry.
Oh, yeah, we have to.
Because that's Susan from New Auburn is like the biggest Toby Mac fan out there.
Yeah,
so
totally.
Maybe she'll leave us a voicemail, too. Go ahead.
I have a really interesting letter. This is Sally all the way from Colorado Springs, probably listening online, which is how I listen. I don't have a radio with me all the time, so I always click listen live on WWIB.com. Mm-hmm. And she says, "Thank you for being a light in a very dark place. Our light is Jesus, and I look to his face every day. Where would we be without him? I miss Wisconsin, but I'm trying to be a light where I am. Colorado is beautiful, but it's not the place I moved to almost 14 years ago. God is faithful, though, every day, waiting for his return, Sally."
Nice. Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
Thank you for listening on the live stream.
One more actual snail mail letter. We love these. And again, just postmark them by the end of the month. You can still get us a snail mail letter connect however you would like during October Connect. This is from Birchwood. This is the Alvarez family. And they say they listen to news and weather. Thank you for Unshackled at 2 a.m. and many of the Christian programs. Thank you for being there. They mention, don't like the hip-hop music quite as much. That's fine. We love hearing what you like, what
it
you don't like.
It grows on you. Trust me.
It's interesting, too. So many times, too, what I love about our WWIB family is you might be like, hey, I love Southern gospel, don't love hip-hop. And someone else might say, I love hip-hop, not necessarily a gospel from the countryside person, but there's something for everyone, and that's the beauty of Christian music, is it doesn't have to fit in one single genre. So thank you so much to the Alvarez family from Birchwood. And also, we've got another audio letter here, 715-396-1670, answering the question, what do you love about WWIB?
Hi, this is Debbie calling from Durand. Just wanted to let you know, I waited till the last day of the month. What I love about WWIB is I can listen to it all day long. I work from home most days, so I turn it on about 7:30 in the morning, and I turn it off about 4:30 in the afternoon. And I love all the programming, love the morning show, love Focus on Family, So again, I just wanted to thank you for being there for us. Have a good day.
It's 749, 48 degrees, WWIB, We Are Family. It's the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb, Mark, and Susan. This is the time each week where we help you get caught up. We know how busy you are. Life, school, work, church, there's just a lot going on in your life, and there's no way you possibly can keep up with everything that's gone on in the past 7 days in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. But we do. We aggregate it for you. We bring it to you in condensed form. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Caleb and Susan, critics are praising the newest version of the movie Dune. Yeah, saying someone finally got it right.
It helps when you add C-3PO and R2-D2.
There you go.
Researchers say that Tyrannosaurus Rex dinosaurs would not only eat other dinosaurs, but they would also eat each other.
Sounds a lot like law school.
Right?
Or politics.
A study says the key to keeping the pounds off is to weigh yourself each day.
It didn't say whether you should do it before or after the quarter pounder with cheese.
Need another study commission, please.
Definitely before. Hey, dog owners have been warned not to brush their pets' teeth with human toothpaste after research suggested it was being used as a solution to bad breath.
Plus, getting Fido to rinse and spit is nearly impossible.
Absolutely.
Tough.
Scientists say misophonia is the inability to endure other people's chewing, crunching, or sniffling.
A sufferer's worst nightmare is to be trapped in a room full of six-year-olds with colds during lunchtime.
So true.
Meanwhile, Russian nuclear power company Rosatom has a floating nuclear power plant and is now allowing visitors.
The company's motto: can't come to Chernobyl, we bring Chernobyl to you.
Anything can be a theme park.
Anything to get a Susan accent. And finally, there's a popular myth that the average person gains up to 7 pounds over the holidays, but goodness, research shows it's really like a pound or two.
And don't worry about the extra weight. Your wallet will lose 25 pounds buying Christmas gifts.
There you go.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. It's 19 minutes past 8 o'clock, 48 degrees here in the Chippewa Valley. And today is the last day, Susan, of voting for Home for the Holidays this year. And what's cool about this is, together with our amazing, generous business community, we want to give an opportunity for a family to be together this Christmas by paying travel costs, giving them up to $1,000, typically used toward airfare, so that a family can be together. Maybe that's bringing someone home to you. Maybe that's going to see someone that you haven't seen in a long time. And so we're asking folks to just take a minute. I mean, literally, it just takes a minute to go to WWIB.com and vote. You don't even have to navigate around the page because there's a big red banner right at the top of the page.
Right.
And says, hey, vote right here.
It's
so click on that.
Super easy, yeah.
There's five stories. We're going to go through them now. And we're just asking, would you take a minute? Because again, voting ends at midnight tonight. Would you take a minute to vote for the one that moves you the most to help a family be together this Christmas? Great sponsors that we want to thank for helping make this possible. Williams Diamond Center of Eau Claire, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, and Royal Credit Union, some of the great sponsors.
Right. Also, Bath Fitter of Minnesota and Western Wisconsin,
yes,
and Lakeland University.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now let's read through these stories. And again, you can see them all at WWIB.com if you don't catch them all now. But Susan, go ahead and start off with the first story.
And well, I just want to add, imagine that you're one of these five people who have their stories chosen. And today's the last day that they're going to that we can vote. And they're going to get to find out if they win. So one of these is going to win. Okay, so the first story is, my sister works a crazy work schedule as a vet tech in a very busy town. She never takes time off for herself and is always helping other people. I haven't seen her in more than 2 years, and I would love to surprise her with a visit and some time away from work. She definitely needs to be reminded to take care of herself. This would be a wonderful, generous way to brighten up the holiday for her.
Home for the Holidays story number two is this. We have a pretty big family as both my parents are remarried. So if I won this contest, I would like to help bring my sister, her husband, and young son home from Washington State for a traditional holiday celebration here in our hometown. Between my two sisters, my brother, and stepbrother, there are 9 grandchildren. And if I could bring my siblings home for the holidays, it would be such a special celebration for my parents and step-parents to see their children and all 9 grandchildren together in one place. I have such amazing memories of my dad making a big breakfast and opening gifts and being together as a child that I feel like creating those memories for my children to be with their grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins for the holidays would be so special. She says the last time my siblings were all together for the holidays was 8 years ago.
Wow.
And at that time, there were only 3 grandchildren. So this group would not only be bigger, but the memories would be amazing to see everyone together with my parents.
Oh, I love that. Here's story number three. My son and his family lost their house with everything in it last year to a fire. It has been over 2 years since I've seen them. They've had over a year living in rentals. The city they live in is not letting them rebuild at this time because 1,000 years ago there was a glacier or landslide. Sounds crazy, but true. I love and miss them very much.
Here's story number four. Again, going through all five that you can vote for. Just takes a minute at WWIB.com. Last day for voting. Home for the holidays. This entry says, I would like to bring home my daughter, my son-in-law, and my grandkids. They're in the military in Texas. And it has been a really rough year with the passing of her uncle from a heart attack and her father from cancer. In January, they are being moved to Mississippi and will not be able to come home anytime soon. It would be great to surprise her or even for me to go there, but more for her to come home to see her sisters, her grandparents, aunts, uncle, and friends.
And finally, the last of our five stories that you can vote on the WIB homepage, WWIB.com. Just vote. Here's the last one. My father, Brian, has been going through a lot the last several months, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and financially. Despite having trials within his marriage, a family member becoming incarcerated, and struggling to keep up on bills, he has been finding peace and comfort in the Lord by spending time with my family. Lastly, because of COVID-19, he hasn't seen his sister in Oregon since 2018. As she has been having struggles with her own health. I think it would be absolutely amazing, an absolutely amazing surprise and Christmas gift for both my dad and Aunt Donna to spend time with Debbie, especially considering what my dad has been going through.
Again, five stories. Today's the last day to vote. Home for the holidays, WWIB.com. If you can get to WIB.com, just click on the thing at the very top of the page and take just a minute to vote and help one of these families win, help one of these families be together this Christmas when they might not otherwise be able to do so.
Well, on the WIB Wake Up Show, we love to make the listener the star. And this week, you listeners shine brightly with your great audio letters for us at 396-1670, so they make a big part of this week's Best of the Week.
Sing a song of greetings, sing a song of praise, and sing a song to everyone to last throughout the days.
Hey, WWIB, this is Jackie Johnson and the Johnson Kids. We just wanted to say that we love your station. Because you make us laugh. We love your music.
The best way to teach your kids about taxes is by eating 30% of their ice cream.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, man.
Hi, this is Emil from Ladysmith. And what I love about WWIB is, you know, it seems as though every time I turn the radio on, there's that still small voice speaking through the radio, and it speaks directly into my life. It's got to be 9 times out of 10. There is something there that I needed to hear.
Morning, WIB. This is Sherry from Bloomer. I can't thank you guys enough for everything you do. The laughter's in the morning, the focus on the family messages when I really need it and God speaking to me. And then all the way through the whole day and in the evening up to Betsy, her inspiration has inspired me. And I'm even lost 25 pounds this past year just listening to her and trusting God. So thank you so much. There ain't enough words to say how much I'm blessed.
I just talked to my daughter who's in Sweden.
Yeah.
Visiting her boyfriend who's
Grace?
A hockey player. Yes, Grace. Here's a really
her
cute...
Fiance.
Her fiance.
Yes.
WWIB has been with me through the years. It's helped me in the good times and in the hard times. Just always put it on, and it just takes you where you are and brings you to a better place. Really appreciate the station. Thank you.
Marion Ross with a birthday today. You know Marion. She's Mrs. Cunningham on Happy Days, one of the great TV show themes of all time.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes. My cycle humps. Ready to race for you.
Yeah. You make my morning start out great by getting up at 6. I turn you on and I listen until I need to leave, and you're in my car, you're at home, you're on our Echo Dot.
Like last night, right before Rod Larson came on, the lovely lady that was DJing said a prayer, and that prayer just touched me and brought me peace. It reminded me that there's a bigger picture, that there's a better purpose.
She has befriended a bunch of the other hockey girlfriends' wives.
Nice.
One, Paulina, from Southern Germany. She's really enjoying getting to know. And so yesterday, Grace, who's very into fitness, she said, let's go to the gym. And so they went to the gym. And as they were leaving, Paulina said, I've never been to the gym. And Grace said, you mean since you've been here? She goes, no, ever. It's the first time I've been to the gym.
We listen to WWID all day long while we're doing the school. And also, I take you on my 3-mile walk every day.
We love the station. You guys are awesome. It's mostly the morning show we have time for. But throughout the day, I will turn you on.
Trailing 21-20, double wing formation. There's the crisscross to Carson Bovey. Bovey straight.
He's got it.
To the end.
Yes.
Touchdown. Jai High wins. Jai High wins. Oh, my goodness.
You know, you guys encouraged me. And I love the fact that you pray on the radio. I just love the way you guys do things, man. I love you guys. I listen to you literally every day. And just keep up the good work.
Good morning, guys. This is Holly from Phillips. I just wanted to take a moment and just say thank you for you guys, for all that you do. We moved here about 16 and a half years ago with no kids, and now we have 4. So over the years, our children have grown up listening to you guys as well as us. And it's just refreshing to know that what they're going to hear on your radio station from both the people and from the songs are just going to be edifying and uplifting. So I thank all of you. We listen all day long. So I just thank you for all you do and ask you to keep up the great work. You're amazing.
And then Grace said, well, let's watch a scary movie. She said, oh no, I am a rabbit. What? And Grace said, we say scaredy cat. She goes, no, we say scary rabbit. I'm a scary rabbit.
You're my main radio station. So you guys are awesome. Thanks.
My Larry Crabb fandom, he and Rachel, right, married like 53 years before he passed at the end of February. But they basically were sweethearts from the age of 12 on. And then they would write each other letters and they'd turn the stamp upside down. And that meant I love you, you know, or something like
aww.
That. Yeah. So anyhow.
That means I've inadvertently said I love you to like XL Energy. Wow. I better be careful what messages I'm sending.
I think that's what it meant.
God bless you. And turn up the radio.
Love it. Thank you so much. How will the best of the
book
week? And again, it's you, Wib family, who made that one happen.
Absolutely.
Aww. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Mark,
yeah.
for corralling those wonderful messages.
Fun to do.
One
grinning
more tune
from ear
before
to ear.
Focus on the Family.